Week 8. Church Focus. Choosing a church when commitment matters more than comfort. 15 to 18 minutes. The tension we feel but rarely name. I want to be part of a good church. I just don't know how to figure that out. Scripture for Day 1. 1 Peter 5:2-3. Why we chose people over preferences. For 16 years, my family and I were part of the same church. It wasn't just a place we attended, it was a place we served, a place we grew, a place that helped raise our kids. We built deep friendships there. We were formed there. Some of the most meaningful seasons of our lives happened in that community. And then, slowly, something began to shift. Nothing bad happened. No conflict, no drama, just clarity. There were things God was placing on our hearts, directions He was nudging us toward, and we began to realize that staying would mean saying no to what He was inviting us into next. Dang, that realization was heavy. So we talked with our pastor, honestly, openly, with a lot of emotion, and with his blessing, we made the hard decision to begin looking. What followed surprised me. We spent several months visiting churches around the city. And instead of walking in with a critical eye, we chose a different posture. Celebration. We celebrated what God was doing there, even when we knew it wasn't where we would land. Different styles, different strengths, different communities, all of it mattered to someone. Eventually, we found a church we felt drawn toward. And instead of rushing in, we committed to a 6-month assessment. Not a lifetime commitment. Not blind loyalty. A season. The same things matter to us that matter to most families. Distance, children and youth ministry, authentic worship, biblical teaching. But what became the deciding factor was leadership. Over those 6 months, we experienced leaders in multiple settings. On stage, over coffee, around meals, in conversations that weren't curated. What we saw was consistent. Integrity, humility, deep biblical conviction, relational presence, a constant pointing to Jesus, not the church brand. Even if everything else had been average, leadership alone made us say, "This is our new community." None of that would have been visible from the seats. It required proximity. Truth that helps us choose wisely. Peter gives church leaders a job description that doubles as a health check for the church. He urges leaders to shepherd God's people willingly and eagerly, not for personal gain and not through control, but by example, 1 Peter 5:2-3. That passage isn't just instruction for pastors, it's a lens for discernment. Healthy churches are often shaped by leaders who are accessible, accountable, and consistently oriented toward Jesus rather than themselves. Church health rarely exceeds the spiritual health of its senior pastor. Pay attention to whether the preacher says "we" or "you." One usually signals shared struggle and humility, while the other can unintentionally create distance. Jesus reinforced this when he told his disciples that leadership in his kingdom looks different than leadership in the world. Power is not leveraged, it's laid down. The greatest are those who serve. Mark 10:42-45. That means you're not just looking for gifted communicators. You're looking for shepherds. Paul adds another layer when he describes church leaders as people whose lives hold up under scrutiny, both inside and outside the church. 1 Timothy 3:1-7. This isn't about perfection, it's about credibility over time. This is why church health can't be assessed from a single Sunday. You can assess music from the seats, you can assess preaching style from the seats, you can assess aesthetics from the seats. But you assess character through relationship. That's why our 6-month commitment mattered. We didn't just watch leadership. We experienced it in ordinary, unscripted moments. Rich Velotis, a pastor and author, says that one of the most important gifts a leader brings is a non-anxious presence. That kind of presence doesn't come from branding or performance. It comes from depth, prayer, and humility. And Jackie Hill Perry, a Bible teacher and author, asks a question that should shape how we choose a church. What if God is more committed to your sanctification than He is to your comfort? A healthy church won't always feel convenient, but it should consistently move you toward Christ. So yes, Pay attention to preaching, worship, and ministries. Those matter. But if you want the clearest indicator of health, it's this. Look for leaders and a community that consistently point away from themselves and toward Jesus. Questions to wrestle with this week. What have I been prioritizing most when evaluating churches? Where might comfort be shaping my expectations more than formation? What would it look like to commit for a season rather than wait for certainty? Simple prayer to carry this week. God, give me wisdom as I choose a church community. Help me see beyond comfort and discern what is healthy. Give me courage to commit and trust you with the process. Amen. Scripture for the rest of the week, optional. Day 2, Mark 10:42-45. Day 3, 1 Timothy 3:1-7. Day 4, James 3:17-18. Day 5, Hebrews 13:7. Day 6, 1 John 1:5-7. Day 7, Psalm 15. Application for the week, 30 to 45 minutes. This week is about moving out of spectator mode. Step 1, commit for a season. After you pick a church, commit for a defined period. A semester or half a semester is a great place to start. Show up consistently. Pay attention to how people are treated. Notice whether leaders are accessible and accountable. Over time, patterns become visible. Step 2. Get to know people. When you're ready, ask to meet with a pastor, staff member, or long-term volunteer over coffee. Ask questions. Listen to their heart. Learn the story of the church. It's easy to assess from the seats. It's different when you lean in.